Saram, the listeners, till now you have heard the live Telugu segment, Shri Satya Sai Divya Sandesh Jari, and this is Team Radio Sai's Ganesh inviting you all to the next episode, next segment, that is the Radio Sai Veda Jignasa program. And along with me is Brother Bhargav to take you along to this week's episode. Sairam Bhargav.
Sairam Ganesh.
So at the outset, we shall all collectively offer our humble pranams and our humble obeisance at the lotus feet of our most dearest Lord and pray to Him that every thought, every word and every action of ours is His inspiration. So with that prayer, Bhargav.
We'll do the Ganapati Prarthana.
Ganapati Prarthana.
Gananantva Ganapati Gum Havamahe Kavin Kavinamupamashravastamam Jeshtharajam Brahmanam Brahmanaspata Anashrunvan Notibhisseda Sadhanam Pranodivi Sarasvati Vajebhir Vajinivati Dhinama Vitriyavatu Ganeshaya Namaha Sarasvatyai Namaha Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.
So in the last class, Bhargav, we just began the
journey inwards. So we did the first line, I think.
Sahasrasirsham Devam Vishvaksham Vishvashambhuvam.
So next we were in Vishvam Narayanam Devam Aksharam Paramam Padam. So Vishwam Narayanam, you know what, these two words have so many different connotations. So when we are going through, we found so many new interesting facets. So Vishwam is nothing but the universe.
The universe.
And before getting into what it means or what probably we can understand from it, there may be many myriad understandings of different people on this. So just to give a glimpse of what the universe is, I just came across a nice simile to put it in context. One of the scientists, he had told that a very famous Jim Al Khalili is a physicist, British physicist. He says that if you add all the grains of sand which are there on all the beaches of the world, the number of stars in this universe are more than that. So that is what is the expanse of this universe which we see, the manifested universe. But this is not the end, you know what? And then now we come to what Swami says. I remember we were studying that time, maybe summer.
This was in our summer course.
Summer course 2002. Swami one day he gave a beautiful discourse on the expanse of the universe and what is God, how God is beyond this whole universe. So he gives a small example. He says, whatever we see in this whole universe.
Is that the only thing? Is that the only world?
This is the only world. If someone asks him, he says, no. This is called the Bhutakasha. Which is Bhutakasha is whatever we see, the billions of stars, galaxies, whatever we have. Then Swami goes to awe everyone and say ki this is just a blip, might be a small speck in the Chittakasha, that is the space of the mind. And he gives an example that if you go and see a massive mountain or a high, very expansive ocean, and you close your eyes, that whole ocean comes into your mind, or the whole mountain comes into your mind.
So you can perceive the entire universe into your mind.
A small thing. So that whole expansive panorama which you see just gets into your mind, and it becomes so small. So Chittakasha is so expansive that this whole manifested universe is a blip, a small dot in this. So he just doesn't stop there. He says the Chidakasha. In the Chidakasha, this Chittakasha, that mental plane, is again a small speck or a small dot. And then he says that he is the one who is the master of this whole Chidakasha. So imagine like the one whom we have seen, whom we have had darshans and heard his discourses and heard his voice. He was that phenomenon who was the one who is beyond words, I think. You imagine the Chiddakasha, he's the master Chiddakasha. So Vishwam Narayanam means...
Actually, when you are talking about this, an incident passes through my mind. This was, I think, somewhere in the year 1996, mm-hmm. in the Kodaikanal trip. I think Swami was upset with the boys a bit in the, mm-hmm. during the trip. Because, yes, sometimes we don't listen to what Swami tells to accept things.
Yes, yes.
So Swami was quite annoyed with the boys. And then in one of the sessions, see, Swami doesn't stop showering his love on the on one side. On the other side, he reveals his true identity at the same time.
Yeah.
So then Swami...
He passed the curtain a little bit.
Just
just give a glimpse.
Just give a glimpse of himself. So Swami tells, these are the words, Swami pillalandariki ento premanistunnaru. Means bahut pyar deta hai Swami.
Swami is giving a lot of love to
lot of love to all the students. But the students are not reciprocating. They are not behaving well.
Okay.
This was what Swami was telling. If Swami wants, and
very sternly,
and they're at that point of time, yes, everybody would have understood what is going to come. Then Swami tells, sky ko earth bana sakta hai, earth ko sky bana sakta hai. And Swami was putting his palm like this and like as if you toss a chapati on both the sides. Swami was like doing it like that. I can make the earth into sky and sky into earth. But Swami does not do that.
Okay.
Swami is full of love.
Beautiful.
Means just to give a glimpse of his expanse, of his power, that Vishwam...
The Narayana. Vishwam Narayana.
Everything is in his control.
Yeah, and I think you are again triggering more thoughts. If you remember, I think 2007 or 9, I think you were here also. Swami had called a few of our boys for an interview. Beautiful interview it was. I think one boy, Arvind Padhyana, I remember his name. He was just sitting in front and he was doing path seva. And like we had pined a lot for Swami and Swami had not spoken to us for some time. And then when we went in for the interview, this boy, out of that love, that outpouring, that pain that Swami has not spoken to us for so much time, he started doing path seva and says, Swami, so much time we have been pining for you and you didn't even respond. And he started crying. Swami looked at him. We thought Swami will feel, papa and all. Swami became very stern. Swami told, what? You know what? How busy I am? Lokalu chusukovali nenu. Aina kuda meeto maatladutunanu. Means, I have to see worlds after worlds. Means, universes I have to see, have to take care. Still, I have taken time out and talking to you. Like that, if you remember, this was like, my God. He just gave a glimpse of what he is. Like, Vishwam Narayanam, the whole universe, the Bhutakasha, Chittakasha, Chidakasha, all that he's taking care.
The very fact that Swami tells that if you think that you have come to see Swami, to have a glimpse of Swami, it is because of your punya or your good fortune. The entire lives after lives, whatever you have accrued, will just get over in a single darshan of Swami.
Yes.
And imagine what bonus Swami has given by showing that Vishwam Narayanam to
us. Yes, beautiful. And then, I know what, one more thing, this Vishwam Narayanam, knowing this, he is this, you know what, how can we actually make him our own? There's a beautiful, nice saying, which we also used to have in our house. I think I'm very sure many of our fellow brothers
and family
will have this. I don't know, can you read it out? It's such a sweet statement.
It
which is
Bhagavan Shri Satya Sai Baba is the master of this house, a silent listener in every conversation, and an unseen guest at every meal.
So, like, I think that phenomenon who's so beyond us, we can actually make him our own.
Exactly.
Just following this.
Yes. Actually, see, Benny might think when we are talking about so many of experiences as we are explaining this mantra, the whole idea is to whenever you chant this mantra, you should be able to visualize the Lord in front of you.
Yes.
And get fulfillment for whatever we are chanting.
Yes.
So, hope that whenever the listener chants the mantra, whenever we chant the mantra, all these expressions, all these experiences pass just as a flash through our mind.
Because, you know, one thing, one interesting thing about this mantra is, this Vishwam word comes many times.
Yes.
So, wherever Vishwam comes, whenever that universe or that all-expansive phenomenon comes in front of you, like, we can all visualize what Swami is and how exactly. He is beyond all these things. Mm. So nice it is to understand. Mm. And, you know, and I think Narayana, there is no end to understanding the different meanings of So, I think we had already touched two meanings. Mm. We found a third meaning now. Mm. I don't know how many more meanings will Narayana will have. One of meaning which Ganesh we found is, Naraha asya ayanam iti Narayanam. Naraha means water.
Water, yes.
And this means the infinite waters of the mind is his abode. And dark waters of the outer space means the whole space you see, it's like a dark serpent. It's like an expansive ocean. So then when we try to understand what this means is, you know what, the combined cosmic mind of you, me and all of us everywhere in here, whenever we perceive the universe, if we see a flower, you see differently, I see differently. And probably if you see anything, you will see with the rhythm of dance in it.
Exactly.
you'll appreciate the rhythm in this and probably try to understand how it is. Probably I'll do something differently like you. So all these...
Each mind's perception is different.
So probably whatever is my conditioning, whatever impressions I have been having it, with that I try to perceive this world and you would perceive it differently. So all these experience, the samambonam, the whole together, whatever experiences all of us have in this whole universe. So if you take them as those waves floating in this universe, he reclines on that and he's the one who's actually the one who enjoys all these things and stays beyond it. You know what we were discussing? There is
we call this as Manasa Sarovaram.
Yes, Manasa Sarovaram.
And that's what when we were discussing Bhargav, I got this. Maybe this doubt might be very silly.
Yeah.
But it made me think. See, when the Lord is in contact with that Manasa Sarovaram, he's reclining on that. So there is no concept of impurity associated with the mind.
Yes.
As Swami tells, the nature of the mind is absolute purity.
Purity, yes.
Then why is it that we are able to see impurity through our eyes?
Our eyes, yeah. So but probably this can be a good question for the listeners, yes, if they can tell us.
They can tell us, yes. They can write to listener@radiosai.org or WhatsApp to
939-258-2528. Okay, so just going ahead. Then next is Vishwam, Narayanam. Devam, actually we had already touched once before.
It is his play.
The play and the effulgent one. Aksharam paramam padam. Aksharam. Aksharam again is the one which is...
Naksharam.
Which doesn't decay further. Undecaying, immutable. And you know what? The if you take our Sanskrit language and many of our other languages which have originated from Sanskrit, we call the alphabets as aksharas. Means... The vowels means the sound which comes out is the most basic sound. You cannot break them further. So they're called vowels, actually are called aksharas, means you cannot break down that sound further down. That is the building block. From there you actually build a word or a sentence or any conversation you have. So this is also scientific about the Sanskrit language in this. And then we say,
Paramam Padam.
Paramam Padam is the one who is beyond all levels. He's there everywhere and beyond also. Actually, when, I don't know, one very sweet experience and also mind-boggling experience is, you know, I don't know, you also have witnessed when Swami used to do this Lingodbhavam in Shivaratri. God, when you see Him in front of you, He's the one who, like, the whole universe in that form of a golden egg, it comes out from Him. So what is the best testimony that the whole universe is in the form of an egg, the Hiranyagarbha. He actually emerges out of him. So he is the one who is beyond all levels and the one who is on that Paramam Padam.
Exactly. And you remember this was, I think, in the year 2007 or 2008, mm-hmm. exactly the year, I don't remember. Mm-hmm. Swami made one of the senior members announce in the Mandir that Swami is going to show the Vishwarupam. And so this is how the human mind thinks. We all were waiting the time and we just ran.
No, Swami told he looked towards the airport side.
And Swami himself went to the airport, and then there were like thousands of people.
There was commotion, there was clamor, my God. I remember, we were there, we also went there.
You remember, Bhargav, you don't believe, maybe my mind is so foolish. Seeing a lot of movies, thinking that Vishwarupam means you can see it into the sky. The best place for me to watch that Vishwarupam would be to go to the Hanuman and then...
you went to Hanuman that day?
We all, a few students, a few of us, went to not till Hanuman, to behind Hanuman. Okay. Because that is more closer to the airport.
Yes.
So, means but the multitudes of crowds that had come
that day,
means you can imagine how actually that itself gave a glimpse of the Vishwarupam.
You know what? We took a cycle, two of us, and we took doubles and we went to the airport. Okay. When we went there, we saw, as you told, they were like thousands of people. Within half an hour, they just assembled there. And just Swami sweetly came out and he also looked around and probably he was trying to tell, this is really Vishwarupam. So, our first word of this mantra, Sahasrashirisham Devam. So, there probably he actually meant, this is Sahasrashirisham, the thousand heads.
Exactly, that is me.
This is me, this is what I was trying to tell you.
And then we go to Vishwataparaman Nityam Vishwam Narayana Gumharim.
So, I think one interesting thing is the name Hari. It's a very strange name actually. Hari means the one who...
Who catches, captures,
or steals. So, that's why there is a very nice name of Krishna, Chitta Chora, one who steals your heart. So, it can have many meanings. One thing is forceful snatcher of the mind. He's a thief of the mind again. So, Hari is... And one more interesting, if you have gone for I don't know, this time it will be there or not, but there's something called a Chardham Yatra. Which happens in the North India, four the shrines of Badrinath, Kedarnath, Swami had gone also. So they say that the doorway to this Devabhumi is Haridwar. So they say Haridwar is the place from where you start your journey of getting your mind captured. you get so enamored and so overwhelmed by the beauty and the divine atmosphere of the whole place. They say this is where your mind will get captured. So Haridwar. Hari is the one who captures you, and this is the gateway to that.
Exactly.
And then there one more interesting meaning of Hari is monkey.
this is the first time I'm hearing.
And there's a very beautiful story on that also, like how Vishnu's place, how he plays with his devotees, and his place finally will end in good for the devotee only. The Deva is play. So there is a story. I think
we can
just touch upon the story today.
Yes.
So the story goes that Narada is once going in his Triyoga Sanchara, and then he comes to a kingdom of Shilanidhi. There he finds the princess of that kingdom. Her name is Srimati, and he sees he'll be captured by the beauty. But before that, just before this, a little bit of side story is that once he will be sitting in a deep meditation. And then you know what, Indra always feels that, oh my God,
his post will be.
So he sends Kamadeva to probably distract his meditation. Kamadeva will try all sorts of things, nothing happens. So Kamadeva falls at the feet of Narada and says, you are great. Your control of your mind is as equal to Shiva. So, you know what? This creates a small...
ego.
Little bit of ego and little bit of that arrogance. Oh, my God.
The downfall starts.
And then... And you know what? Out of all, he goes to Shiva. And he says... The story goes that he goes to Shiva and says, you know what? Indra sent Kamadeva and his damsels, I was unmoved. And you know what he told? He told me that I am equal to you in control of mind. Mm-hmm. Shiva smiles and says, you told me this. Don't go and tell Hari or Vishnu about this. Still, why should I not go? So he, the next thing what he does is he goes to Vaikuntha and he goes and tells Hari that, you know what? I got, you know, I'm equal to Shiva. I have got the mind control like Shiva. No, should not say like that. No, I'm like that. Then Hari, Vishnu says, I think we need to give a small lesson.
You have to tune him.
Tune him a little bit more. So next moment when he steps out, he finds a beautiful kingdom and the kingdom of Shilanidhi, and then he sees the princess who is Srimati, her name is Srimati, and he sees her, an image of Mother Mahalakshmi.
Mm.
Then the king says, her father, everything is created by Vishnu.
Mm.
Her father says, my God, I'm doing a Swayamvar for my daughter. Someone who has got the beauty and the face of Hari can only marry her. So, you know what? The sage Narada, who was just now thought that he has got the perfect self-control and all that, he falls for the captivating beauty of this princess.
Mm.
He runs to Hari and says, Hari, please give me the face of Hari so that I will go and marry her.
Mm.
So Vishnu or the Lord Narayana or Hari, understanding what he wants, wanting to prevent the downfall of Narada, he says, Tathastu, you will get the face of Hari.
Mm.
So when he goes for the Swayamvara, so when the princess Srimati is about to, she'll be coming along the line, and when his turn comes, she sees him and laughs aloud, and everyone laughs.
Mm.
He won't understand what is happening. Then he turns back and sees in a mirror, his face is that of a monkey.
Okay.
And needless to say, after next 3-4, Lord Narayana will be there and she'll marry him. Because he's always there, the Narayana, they are Lakshmi Narayanas. So Narada gets very angry with this. My God, I asked you for the face of Hari and you gave me this face. So the way I got treated, you will also get treated like this in one of your births, and the ones who will come and help you will be Vanras only.
Apparently, he only had to help him get over this.
So then Hari says, see, Hari is nothing but, there is one name of Hari is in monkey.
Hmm.
And I actually did what? I actually captured and removed your desire, the desire which was there inside you, the kama, removed you and made you free. Then Narada understands, my God, you did a very great thing for me. I'm really thankful to you. But I'm really sorry, Lord, that I cursed you. He told, no. Whatever anyone says is not a curse for me, because he accepts everything.
Mm.
I will use this in my Rama avatar. And this is a little long story, but very, very significant here. That.
So whenever we sing about Hari, we'll recollect the story. Lord Hanuman. So with this... Because we had very less time in this episode, we shall conclude with the Kshama Prarthana Mantram.
Yeah.
And we request the listeners to please do write your feedback and your ideas to listener@radiosai.org or WhatsApp it to 9393258258.
No, not that. Not only this. Your question for this episode.
Yes, exactly.
Manasarovara, he's the one who reclines on it.
Then why is it...
Why you call it pure or impure?
Impure, yes.
It should be always pure.
Always pure.
Yes.
Yadakshara pada brastam matra hinam tu yad bhavet tatsarvam kshamyatam deva narayana namostute visargavindu matrani pada padaksharani cha nyunani cha tiriktani kshamasvasai ishvara aparada sahasrani kriyante harmishanmaya daso yammiti mamatva kshamasvasai ishvara anyatha sharanam nasti tvameva sharanam mama tasmat karunya bhavena rakshasai ishvara harihi om tatsa sri sai ishvara arpanamastu. Oh.